Chapter 2. Reading at High Velocity. The library book rocket was built from a drain pipe, two wagon springs, a padded book cradle, and a great deal of unreasonable confidence. Nutty set it up in the town square. At the other end of the route, Papa and Miss Maple climbed to the library roof with a giant laundry basket lined with quilts. A sign beside the launcher read, "Return books here. No snacks, no bricks, no drama." Tony the delivery fox read the sign carefully. "How do you define drama?"
"You'll know it when you hear it," said Grandma.
For the first test, Nutty chose a small picture book called Mr. Acorn Takes a Nap. This seemed wise. It was light, sturdy, and already slightly bent from honest affection. Nutty placed it in the cradle. Mama held the launcher steady. The whole town leaned in. Whoop! The book flew in a perfect arc across the square, over the fountain, and into the laundry basket on the library roof. Miss Maple blinked. Papa threw both paws in the air. Book success! The crowd cheered. The second test was a poetry book, also successful. The third was a mystery novel. It spun twice, bonked the bell tower, and still landed in the basket. Nutty glowed. "We are revolutionizing literacy." Grandma shook her head. "You are destabilizing it." But then the mayor arrived with the table-leveling novels and asked whether all three could be returned at once. Everyone said no. He heard yes somehow